Hi guys, welcome to another episode of our Facts First podcast. I'm your host, Christian Esquera. For today, we have another special guest, a politician, a name is quite familiar with many of you. He is a former senator of the Philippines. And in 2022, in the 2022 elections, he's going to run again. I'd like to welcome you all to this podcast, former Senator JV Ejercito. Maraming salamat po, sir, for joining us on this episode.
Yes, Christian, good morning to all your viewers and listeners. Thank you for this opportunity that I'll be given a chance also to share my thoughts and the things that I would want to do.
Okay, so a few days ago, no, nag-declare na kayo officially that you're going to run for the Senate again in 2022. Kailan kayo mag-file muna ng inyong COC?
The filing should start tomorrow and for a week, no? October 1 to 8. So anytime tomorrow until next week, no? I will be filing already my certificate of candidacy. We're just fixing some things, probably some requirements to make sure that there are no technicalities, no? That will arise, no? As I file my certificate of candidacy.
Okay, tatakbo ba kayo under which particular ticket sa 2022?
Actually, Christian, good question, because I'm really a member of the Nationalist People's Coalition or NPC, but this early, and I'm included, of course, in the NPC senatorial lineup, thus announced by Senate President Tito Soto earlier on. So I'm included also in the Lacson-Soto tandem. Likewise, I was also included, no, in Mayor Isko Moreno's lineup, and I'm also in talks with some other presidential candidates. So possibly with Senator Bongbong Marcos, who is a friend from way back, no? And hopefully maybe Senator Manny Pacquiao, who has been my colleague since the House of Representatives days. And other groups, no? You'll be surprised that full spectrum, political spectrum, no? Are interested in including me in the senatorial lineup. And Christian also, although I was not included anymore in the final list of the PDP Kusi wing, because they decided to field a purely PDP lineup with the only four guest candidates. Yung mga NPC and other candidates were not included anymore. But I'm just grateful that the president, even though we haven't seen each other for quite some time, no, ever since 2019, I was also included in his list of personal preferred senatorial candidates. So, yun ang ano. It's a problem. It's nice. This is a nice problem. But I feel that, you know, it's very hard to choose. No? A lot of these people I've worked with or have close relationships with.
So, mangyayari mo kaya adapt kayo ng maraming tickets. Pero officially, saan kayong partido tatakbo? NPC?
I'm in the NPC, yes. Pero dun sa, when it comes to the senator, with the presidential candidates, no, yung teams, I'm adopted as of the present, pero ano, no, I have yet to meet with my former seatmates, no, because we had an agreement before that we wanted really to campaign together as a block, no, sila Sen Mig Zubiri, Gatchalian, Joel Villanueva, and probably Sen Loren, because we really had a very good working relationship back then, so we had a very good chemistry, so we have yet to make a decision on how we will go about this.
Kung paano kayo mga kampanya, kung itutuloy yung ganun plano.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Pero ang NPC, wala pa naman silang officially sinusuportahan na presidente, no? Although NPC si Vice Presidential Candidate Tito Soto. Pero for president, wala pa.
Yes. We had a party lunch, I think 2 months ago, wherein Senator President Soto announced that he is running. Definitely, of course, most of the NPC will support him because he is a party mate. But when it comes to the president, presidential candidate, nothing concrete, no, was discussed, no, during that time. So we have yet to wait for the NPC leadership to call for another meeting. probably to discuss this with finality.
Okay. Of course, tumakbo kayo ng 2019 elections at hindi naging maganda yung resulta sa inyo. In fact, medyo masakit, no? Naging number 13 kayo, konting-konti na lang, no? Pasok na sa Magic 12. Ang basic question dito, why are you running again?
Well, Christian, I really thought about it. I had to factor, marami ako dapat pag-isipan, marami ako dapat i-factor in. Unang-una, yung funding, Christian, may be hard to believe, but problema ko po yun, no? Because I was not ready to run two consecutive national elections, no? Na 2019 tapos 2022. So medyo mabigat para sa akin yon. And you know, for a fact that hindi naman sa nagaano ko, kahit kailan hindi naman ako nagsamantala or anything, kaya I'm medyo talagang ano lang, kung ano man meron ako, eksakto lang, no? So that's one factor, no? Funding. Second, of course, I have to admit that with my brother running again, kagabi nagdeklara na si aking kapatid, talaga problema yan. It will be 2019 all over again. No? I would think, Christian, that the 2019 experience, had my brother not run simultaneous because I was up for re-election at that time, I would have made it easily. No? Baka nag-top 5 pa ako or top 6 because I was number 13, tapos may kahati pa ako, and then yung iglesia did not support me. Yeah. Yung brother ko ang nasuportahan. So, kung sakali lang, looking back, ideally, if I were alone during 2019, I think I would have made it easily. Because, Christian, wala naman, di naman sa magbubot ako ng bangko. I think my 6-year term in the Senate was very productive. I was able to pass a lot of significant measures. I was able to pass 2 landmark laws, in fact, no? Universal Healthcare Law and creation of the Department of Human Settlements or Housing. And last but not the least, Christian, you know, for a fact that I have kept my name clean in my 18 years of being a public servant, I'm very careful. The 2019 elections, I think I would have won easily without siguro yung circumstances kasi meron naman akong performance, and likewise, I have a very clean track record.
Pero nga, sinabi nyo, it will be 2019 all over again. Pero hindi pa ba napag-usapan yan? Bakit hindi nyo na-settle from 2019 to 2022? Or 2021?
Well, we tried, but I gave it much thought. No? I know it will be very hard, it will be difficult. Chances of winning will be affected very much. So, Christian, pero Christian, napasa ko yung universal healthcare law, but with what is happening now, especially with this pandemic, nakita natin yung weakness, no? We have seen the weakness of our healthcare system, no? The lack of bed spaces, no? Overcrowded the hospitals, the problem also with healthcare workers, no? That benefits, etc. You know, Christian, had the universal healthcare law been really given that much priority and given importance, no, implementation, all of these problems, no, will be solved because all of these are included in the UHC. Uh-oh. For one, Christian, I included the improvement of the health facilities in the UHC. Actually, when I was there for 3 years as vice chair of the Committee on Finance, also in the Committee on Health, we were able to start this already, no? Expansion, rehabilitation, and improvement of the key hospitals, no? Okay. So, Christian, passing the law is half of it, but the other half, especially in its infancy, yung implementation is very crucial, eh, no? To fund, you have to put funding for the improvement of the health facilities, expansion, and everything. Tapos yung healthcare workers, yung adequate supply of health workers is also included in the UHC. You also need funding there. So, Christian, ang pinanghihinayangan ko talaga, I have to be honest with you, kasi that time I was vice chair of the Committee on Finance. I was also chairman of the Committee on Health. So, it would have been easier for me to look for funding, no, for all of these issues or issues of concern that we have right now, especially in this pandemic. So, yun talaga, that's parang yun yung ano ko, I decided, Christian, I know it will be difficult, pero ayoko namang mag-iwan ng isang landmark law na half-baked. Okay. No? Although it was passed, it's a year, it's a work in progress. Kumbaga, 5 to 10 years yan, Christian, eh. So, I would really want, kung makakalusot ako talaga, na every year babantayan ko talaga yung budget so that yung improvement of the health facilities, establishment, for example, of cancer centers in specialty centers, lung center, heart center, etc. in key regions will become a reality. So, yan yung talagang ano ko. I would really want to complete and continue this because yung our vision of having a genuine healthcare for all Filipinos has to become a reality.
Ito yung parang unfinished business na, no? Ngayon, nung mamaya gusto kong pag-usapan din yung ano, yung handling ng pandemic kasi ng isang importanteng campaign issue, no? Pero in the meantime dito, yung pag-uusap niya ni former Senator Jinggo Estrada, kailan nangyari to? At na-articulate niyo ba to sa kanya lahat?
Well, yes. In fact, si Senator Bong Revilla was the one who initiated. We talked for, sandali lang eh. Pero he was convincing me to run for local, for mayor. In particular, kaya lang sabi ko, I already served as mayor. No? And, Christian, another factor is that my mother, who is the known political leader in San Juan for the past 50 years, really does not want me to run anymore for local politics because she thinks that I have already served in San Juan and the political culture has really changed from the way yung talagang politika na kilala niya noon, no, wherein relationships are important, performance, pero ngayon talagang
nag-iba.
It happens, so nag-iba yung political culture, yung local political culture, not only in San Juan, I think, for that matter. All over, kaya parang I think she, yung her frustration of what has really happened in today's politics, parang she doesn't want me to go through that anymore. And besides, Christian, di naman siguro sa pag bubuhat ng bangko, my mother knows that I really perform quite well in the Senate and I still have really things to do, no? Especially UHC, yung pong Department of Human Settlements or Housing, which is also in its infancy. It's very important, Christian, that the implementation of this key laws, no, that were passed is very important in its early stages, no, may mga birth pains pa yan eh.
So para mabantayan, yes, because may oversight
pa, yes, ng Senado, yes,
ng funding. Gusto ko ipaliwanag, yes, yun kasi baka nagtataka yung mga nanonood at nakikinig sa atin. Teka, implementation phase na to, no, pero bakit nakikialam ba tong si Senator JD? Because of the budget at oversight.
Yes.
Okay.
Oversight, Christian, and at the same time every budget season, no?
Uh-oh.
It's very important that you we scrutinize the budget and see to it that there is adequate funding for the implementation, for the proper implementation of the universal healthcare law and yung pong etong Department of Human Settlements and Housing. Christian, I was in a forum yesterday of one of the laws that I passed, yung National Integrated Cancer Control Act, no? Yesterday. And a lot of cancer and health advocates are so disappointed that yung cancer budget was taken out of the line item. No? So, these are the things na talagang dapat bubantayan. Hindi ibig sabihin, Christian, na ipasa mo yung UHC, na ipasa mo yung Department of Human Settlements or Housing, gaganda na lahat eh.
Oh.
Half of it, I think, is really in the budgeting and the oversight function.
Pabantayan dapat.
Okay. Pabantayan dapat.
So, teka, kailan kayo nag-usap ni, ano, ni former Senator Jinggo?
I think a few weeks ago. But ang malungkot lang doon, Christian, both of us realize and know that if we both run together, pareho kaming malaking chance na matatalo kami pareho.
Aminado nito doon.
Alam naman namin na, you know, to really split votes, to really create confusion, mahirap eh.
Ba't di nyo pa nasettle? Kasi nga, you learned the lessons from 2019.
Well, I thought that, you know, one would give way. Ako, Christian, I don't want to speak for him, no? Kasi na-highlight na lang lagi aming rivalry. But I would just want to speak for myself that why I decided to run again. Na kahit na alam kong mabigat yung factor, natatakbo yung kapatid ko, medyo hirap ako sa funding, di ba? This will be another 2019, probably 2019 all over again. But I still decided, Christian, I have a mission. Palagay ko, obligasyon ko na tapusin ang universal healthcare law. Again, as I mentioned, it's a work in progress, although it was fast. It's a 5 to 10 year program. Hindi pa yung ito tapos. So yung 5 to 10 years ay dapat po mabantayan ang budgeting nito, yung implementation. So, obligasyon ko po, dahil pangako ko to sa bawat Pilipino, na nung tumakbo ko, gusto ko guminhawa ang buhay ng ano eh, no? Ng ating makababayan. And Christian, probably it goes back to my younger days. Ako po kasi lumaki, kahit anak ko ako ng mayor, ng senador, ng vice president, lumaki po ako sa kalye, no? I did not grow up in the village. Na-expose ako sa barangay. And during those times, Christian, doon ko nakita talaga yung problema kapag nagkaroon ng sakit, no? Lalo na ang isang member ng pamilya, kaysa OFW, maganda man ang posisyon, maganda ang trabaho, talaga nauubos eh. Di ba? No? Nauubos kahit na ilang million na savings, nauubos. No? Mamaya magbebenta ng cellphone, mauna, mag-gadget, mamaya tricycle, mamaya properties na. So, that has been the story of our lives kapag may nagkakasakit. So, nung mayor ako, ganun din, nakita ko yan. And nung ako ay nabigyan ng oportunidad sa Senado, yung gusto ko yun talaga, ano, sabi ko, this is the chance pa ba universal healthcare law. If we are able to pass, at least we were able to give good quality healthcare without the financial burden. Okay. So, parang nag-decide ako, Christian, na sana manalo ko. Alam ko, mabigat, pero obligasyon ko to eh. I think obligasyon ko talaga tapusin ang UAC and Department of Housing.
Okay. Teka, paano natapos yung usapan niya ni former Senator Jinggoy? You agree to disagree? Talagang sabay na tatakbo na lang pareho.
Sabi ko mag-iisip ako pero mukhang malabo na. Kausapin ko mami ko pero malabo na.
Ano sabi na?
Sa tingin ko dahil lang mother ko talaga ayaw na pabalikan na local because of the reasons I mentioned earlier. So,
May nadinig kasi akong balita eh. Nakita raw kayo sa isang cafe sa Pasig. Ito ba yung sinasabi niya?
Ah, hindi naman.
Iba yun, by chance yan. Nakita kayo daw, di ba?
This was the only chance. We talked probably for a long time. Kaya lang, Christian, talagang
sa akin nag-usap.
Probably, yes. He has his reasons. I have my reasons eh. So, dito lang sa run. Somewhere in San Juan.
Ang nag-broker si Senator Bong.
Ah, yes.
Kayong tatlo lang o one-on-one kayo ni Senator Jinggoy?
One-on-one, may cousin din akong kasama. Yun, namahayan.
Kumusta yung atmosphere ng usapan? Hindi naman kayo nag-away.
Well, sabi ni Sen Bong naman, huwag kang mag-alala. No? Time na yan. Yan yung sabi niya, jokingly. Sinabi niya, talagang bent on running daw siya. Ayoko na, ano yun na lang, no? Kung ano yung reasons siya. Basta ako, Christian, I have decided. I think, given these factors, even given these challenges that I will be facing, no? Kahit na talaga, kumbaga, I'll be starting negative figure, I'll be losing 3 to 5 billion votes kaagad eh. With the two brothers running, talagang yung mga walang boto, yun kaagad. Pero, again,
Teka, ano strategy with, yung ngayon?
Kasi, sa tingin ko is, yes.
Kasi naalala ko, noong 2019, di ba, ito, sinabi rin ng mga political analysts, hindi maganda yung sabay yung magkapatid na tumakbo. Kasi nga, maghahatian kayo ng boto, di ba? Pareho ng pangalan.
Pero,
ginamit nyo rin yung slogan na the good one, no? In response to his criticism. O tama ba? Di ba? Nag-clash yan eh.
Well, yun ang inaano nila. I was not implying on anything. May ibang nag-i-imply na ako yung good, yung isa bad. Di naman ganun. I think I was it can mean a lot of things, Christian. I think I had a good performance.
Uh-oh.
First of all, no? Passing two landmark laws legislation is no joke. I have a very good, clean, and blemished track record. So, good pa rin, no? So, I think ang hirap sabihin, pero Eh, totoo naman, wala akong ano eh, wala akong sabit. Maganda na yung track record. Para ako nagmamayabang. Pero I think I was a good public servant. So, kaya the good one.
May kikwento lang ako. Kasi pareho ko kayo in-interview ng 2019 campaign. Pagkalabas ng The Good One campaign ad nyo, I interviewed him sa San Juan. Di ba meron siyang hideout doon? Yung sa Arteaga. So, pinag-usapan namin yung campaign nyo. Nung nadinig niya yung The Good One, ang unang-una niya sinabi sa akin, The Good One, so ako yung The Bad One.
That's well, Christian, ano eh. That's how again, I if it can mean a lot of things eh, no? Nasa sa kanya na yun, kung yun ang tingin niya. Pero I think yung ad agency, the one who conceptualized really, sa that thing, that time, I was also coming from behind, number 17 or 18 ako. So sabi niya, we have to do something radical to describe you or parang to distinguish you from the rest, no? Not necessarily your brother. Uh-oh. Distinguish you from other candidates, no? Kasi sabi niya, maganda naman yung performance mo. Maganda naman yung track record mo. Wala kang sabit. So, yun yung naisip nung ano, good, the good one. So,
pero gagamitin niyo pa ba ngayon yan sa 2022 campaign?
We'll see. We'll talk about it. Kasi I think mukha naman nag-stick na siya eh, no? Parang naging ano na siya eh, parang nag-stick na yung brand sa akin ng Good One. And in fact, Christian, even yung jingle talaga naging nag-viral, nag-LSS pa. So if it were 2019, probably a big chance that we will use it again.
Okay, kaso wala bang may concern ba on your part na? Kasi nga, you cited the experience in 2019. Talagang sabay kayong tumakbo. Hindi ba unwise na dito sa pagtakbo niyo uli sa 2022, basically, you're also campaigning against your brother and he is also campaigning against you. Kumbaga, meron kayong bigger problem to handle or to deal with eh. Pero again, kayo mismo nagka-clash. Inevitably. Hindi may iwasan eh.
Well, talagang ando na yan eh. Kaya lang, ando na naman eh. Na sad to say, no? We both know that we... Even analyst said, talaga it's not being done. Yung talagang tumakbo ang dalawang magkapatid, hindi talaga ginagawa yan eh. Pag ginawa yan, kahit kunsihal, kagawad, or board member, madalas kung may nangyayari man, ganun din, no? Talo pareho. Oh. Especially here in the national election. Kaya lang, Christian, again, I go back to my, ano, hindi ko na personal ambition to eh. Nanghihinayang lang talaga ako sa pagkakataon na naipasa natin yung magandang mga batas, pero half-baked, no? What I mean is kasi, ano nga ito, work in progress eh, di ba? Five to, marami pang dapat gawin. Kaya gustong-gusto ko na talaga siyang bantayan at tutukan. Sana kung nailusot ako noong 2019, I think yung 6 years ko would have been enough, no? Itong another 3 years, kung nakalusot ako, may 3 years ako, another 3 years, I could have called it quits already. Masigurado ko lang na implement properly. Kaya lang, I have to be honest with you, I think hindi, it is being implemented but it could have been better. No? Kasi Christian, iba yung nandun yung mismong principal sponsor.
Nakatutok.
No? Talaga nakatutok, sisiguraduhin niya na may funding, no? Ang bawat programa. So, yun yung aking regret. Minsan, lalo na ko sana, gilalingan ko talaga. No, ano pa, kung kailangan ko bain ng buo, ano man, para maging number 12 ako, para, ano eh, kasi gusto, yun, sa totoo lang, marami nag, ano, baka gusto ko lang makabalik. Oh, syempre, gusto ko, pero more than that, Christian, nandun eh, sayang, no, it will be a legacy that I will be leaving for the rest of our lives, hanggang kaapu-apuhan na natin, makikinabang na ito, and, ano, diba, ano, parang ang sarap paking ganun, ang sarap nung feeling, yung sense of fulfillment, yung being able to do this, no? Being able to pass this kind of law that will really benefit everybody.
Ano pala sabi ng father niyo regarding this failure to decide again kung sino tatakbo, na sana isa na lang?
Well, my father is 84. He's quite weak now. Hindi na siya ganun kalakas. Siyempre, because of old age, nagkaroon pa siya ng COVID, na-intubate. So, apektado talaga yung kanyang physical and probably mental. No? Medyo may mga lapses na rin siyang paminsa-minsa. Probably, epekto na rin ito nung nagka-COVID siya, nagka, ano siya, intubate siya. He said he doesn't want to interfere anymore. Malaki na raw kami pareho. Kasi tulad dati, pag kumapit dito, sasama loob yung isa. No? Pag dito na sa kabila, sama isa. I think this is the point in this time na in this life na ayaw niya na makialam. Probably because of his age.
Paano naman yung ano, yung San Juan? Kasi hindi naging maganda yung resulta ng 2019 election sa buong pamilya, di ba? Nawala yung San Juan sa inyo, nawala yung Manila, tapos pareho kayo na tayo sa electoral election.
Well, anong plano? Christian, kasi when I talk about this, magkakabintangan pa eh, no? Ayoko na sana pag-usapan. And I think we just spread ourselves too thin. We were fighting so many battles. Siyempre, yung focus, yung funding, di ba? Mahirap talaga nun. Ang dami namin tumakbo sobra nun eh. Ang pinakamabigat yun, yung dalawa kami, running for a national election. That's the, I think that pulled everybody down, I think. Masyadong mabigat. No?
Pero paano? Anong plano niyo sa San Juan ngayon? Sino patatakbuhin ng pamilya?
Hindi ko na rin alam eh. Kasi basta ang mother ko kasi ayaw na akong bumalik muna sa ngayon sa local politics, no? So wala, hindi na namin napag-usapan eh. Kasi nagkaroon ng deadlock eh, diba?
Hindi ba kayo sana lang
local? Wala. Actually, alam mo yung Congress would have been a good alternative kasi maglalasaw si Ronnie Zamora bago yung anak niya, hindi naman masyadong kilala. Kaya ayaw eh, no? Parehong ayaw namin. So, pareho taming matigas ang ulo. kaya lang, ako, Christian, kasi nakiusap ako noong 2019. Sa father ko at sa aking kapatid, sana patapusin na lang ako. No? I have things to do. Ngayon, kung po kailangan ako makiusap ako, nakikiusap ulit. Sana pagbigyan lang ako ng pagkakataon tapusin to. Total, kung maging fully implemented ang mga ito, yung iniwan kong batas, no? UAC lang, tsaka din yung dalawa lang. Kahit ito nung Department of Human Settlements. This will be a legacy that will be living. Hindi naman JB Ercito na makikilala dyan, di ba? Ercito billion or Estrada billion. Kahit paano, makatulong sa atin yan. And more than that, nangako tayo sa taong bayan, gusto natin makatulong. Diba? Sa masa. Sabi natin, masa. Gusto ko guminhawa ang bayan, nangako tayo. Gusto ko lang sanang ito pa rin yung pangako na hindi half-baked. Talagang ito pa rin natin.
Kumusta pala? Ano yung mga pinagkaabalahan nyo from 2019 until this year? Nung wala kayo sa politika at wala kayo sa, ano, sa Senado?
Well, you know, I'm a rider. I enjoy riding, the motorcycle, traveling, adventure. So, yun ang ginagawa ko. At the same time, Christian...
Food vlogging, di ba?
Well, yung food is just incidental or accidental, no? Actually, it's part of my motorcycle travels, no? Kasi pag nagta-travel ako, pag may magandang lugar, pag may masarap na pagkain, sinishare ko para just in case anybody goes to that place also, alam na nila where to go.
Senator, marami kang iningit nun, eh.
The Chuck Richard Gira, nakakatawa rin naman yung hilig ko, no, yung passion ko for riding and adventure na adapt ng DOT as a program, no, yung motorcycle tourism. Okay. No, actually I'm the proponent of that. I went to SECMERNA 2019 prior to pandemic and proposed for her to make the Philippine motorcycle tourism or mototurismo one of the DOT's program kasi ang dami ng riders eh sa Pilipinas. So okay naman siya, but then pandemic came, so medyo freeze muna lahat. Pero nung nag-open na, SECMERNA was the one who called me through TPB head attorney Aliones that they really they want to push for domestic tourism. Kaya very, very appropriate yung aking Philippine motorcycle tourism that I was proposing for this time. So,
paano yung takbo nun? Paano yung programa na
yun? Well, kaming riders, we will continue doing our thing, no? We will just take pictures, yung mga hidden treasures, yung mga bagong discoveries.
Then ipapromote?
spirit, no? Ipopromote natin, i-share natin yung mga food discoveries, mga hidden treasures, especially yung nagusto ng DOT, yung mga hindi alam eh, yung mga hidden treasures. So, ipopost natin, ipopromote natin, and when other riders or other families would see it, kumbawa, yung tatay, nakita, dadalhin yung pamilya doon sa lugar na yun. Christian, tignan mo ang matutulungan po natin, no? With this simple act, no? Gasoline station, convenience store, restaurants,
mga karinderya,
mga tindahan, karinderya, hotel, di ba? So, I think, especially in this pandemic, Christian, we will be able to help stimulate economic growth in the provinces which really badly need this, no? In the absence of foreign tourists, at least, yung domestic tourism, kung mapupush natin through the Philippine Motorcycle Tourism, eh kahit pa paano naman makakatulong sa ekonomi natin. So, at least, yung passion natin, we enjoy, at least we are able to help.
I noticed pala may mga ilang ano kayo, clashes with certain bashers online. Yung mga times na may napipikong kayo, nakikita ko yun. Ano ba nangyari doon?
Kasi minsan nakakalungkot din, Christian. Eh. Sometimes, dapat di na pinapatulan, pero... You know, Filipinos are known to be very warm people. Mababay tayo, mababay nature eh. But I don't know, somehow in social media, there are people na parang nawawala yung pagka-respeto, no? In fact, you know, Twitter a few years ago was really enjoyable. You know, it's nice to engage in debates and discussion, no? Intelligent discussion. But recently, parang naging bashing na siya, no? Parang nalulungkot ako. Kaya minsan tao lang din talaga ako. Although I'm the good magalang, you know? I'm also human. I mean, sometimes, minsan gusto mo na sagutin kasi wala lang, parang out of this world yung mga sinasabi nila. So, nakausap ko talaga. I'm trying to explain, no? As much as I can. As best as I can.
Wala ba kayong social media manager? Talagang kayong sumasagot? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter?
Sa ngayon, wala akong staff eh, no? I don't have a staff right now. So I'm the one handling it. Pero I have a friend who really helps me handle it. Yung FB Live ko, yung some postings, yung aking motorcycle travels for Philippine Motorcycle Tourism. So on that aspect, for the YouTube, para ma-load natin for people to see the nice places and the good food, where to go. May tumutulong sa akin. Pero like Twitter, sometimes yung Facebook, madalas ako rin yung nag-upload, yung mga personal. Aside from doon yung mga YouTube and other, for me, Philippine Motorcycle Tourism items.
Sabi nyo kanina simula nung discussion natin, it might be hard to believe for people, pero funding, problema niya ngayon, di ba? Kasi baka inisip nyo na, JVN, ito parang magkakaproblema sa pera yun. Pero, magkano ba nagastos siya ng 2019 elections or campaign? Tapos, magkano kailangan i-set aside for you to come up with a very credible and strong campaign sa 2022?
I think for if you're a known candidate, if you're a good product, I think yung 150 to 200 million of contributions will be enough, no? Pero if you're new or talagang may problema ka to promote yourself, I think you need more, probably 500 million or more.
Wow.
I don't know now, no? Hindi ko na alam ngayon. Pero ako, kung ano na lang, bahala na. Talaga.
Pero in your case, may pangalan na kayo.
Yeah, I'm hoping we can raise so much, you know, just enough for us to have a decent presence in social media and media. Kaya nga ngayon, Christian, kung titignan mo talagang social media lang, kasi libre. Wala akong ads, wala akong tarpaulins, no? You can see other candidates, moneyed candidates, talagang bongga na sila kaagad, no? Talagang all out na with their advertisements, with their TV ads. Ako, yes, TV ads. So, mabigat. From time to time, tumutulong sa akin yung sa online ad. May tumulong sa akin last time, no? Parang bigat. Marami talagang hindi maniniwala sa atin. No, JBLs ito, walang pera, no? Parang ganun. Pero, isa, totoo lang, minsan ako nga, bisikleta ka lang. Ulo ang hili ko mag-bike ngayon. May gusto kong bilhin bisikleta, nung may problema pa ako, hindi ko mabili, di ba? Pero sa ibang tao, parang wala lang, di ba? Supercars, whatever, yate, kaya-kaya na iba. Pero, ang hirap paniwalaan, pero...
Baka naman ang mahal ng bike na bibili nyo.
Hindi naman, bisikleta pa rin yan eh. Bike pa rin yan. Hindi pa rin naabot ng ano. At least, sa pala sinasabi na at least pinoproblema ko pa rin yun. No? Mahirap kaniwalaan pero probably among the son of the sa mga naging occupant sa Malacanang, probably, baka, hindi ko alam kung magiging proud ako, may naiiyak ako na, baka isa sa mahirap, baka pinakamahirap ngayon, no? Kasi, ano eh,
okay.
Siguro naging, ano ng mga, naging orientation namin, whatever we have really, tinatutulong na, namin noon. No? Mukhang politiko, pero, that's reality.
Okay. Now, based on your experience in 2019, anong gagawin yung iba sa 2022 campaign? Kasi nga, hindi kayo pinalad noon, at talaga mabigat yung sitwasyon na dalawa kayong tumakbo, di ba? One issue is how to distinguish yourself from your brother. What are you going to do differently sa 2022 campaign?
Ako, makikiusap na lang talaga, no? Sa lahat. Hayaan lang nila ako na tuparin ko yung obligasyon ko. Gusto ko lang talaga tapusin. Again, babalikan ko yung UHC and the Department of Housing. Kasi yan yung nagtulak sa akin eh. Talagang nag-iisip na rin ako, ano, huwag na ako tumakbo, mag-local na lang ako. Kasi wala talaga akong funding as of now. No? Dalawa pa kami tatakbo. So, all of these factors, talaga napakabigat para sa akin. Kaya lang, ano ko na lang to, passion ko na lang to. Christian, I really, really would want to be able to make a difference, di ba? Make a difference, tutuhanin na natin. Di ba? Sana, pagbigyan ako na mabantayan ang mga ito, kahit itong susunod na tatlong taon lang o anim na taon na matapos ko lang to, matapos yung birth pains, pag tumakbo na ito na maayos, pwedeng na ako mag-retire sa politics. Sayang ko, nakalusot ako 2019, naka-3 years na ngayon, ongoing na sana. Ano, Christian, ang dami na natin na pagawang hospital noon. Sa Isabela, yung Southern Isabela Medical Center, napakalaki, 9-story, sa PJ Garcia in a Kamaratuan Nueva Ecija, no, napakalaki rin nung bagong ospital na nilagay natin. I think 9 stories, Northern Mindanao Medical Center, Southern Philippines, yung Baguio General. So, ano eh, ang advantage ko kasi Christian, I'm able to go around easily with my motorcycle. Nakakausap ko yung mga tao. Mountain Province, Kalinga, yung mga Ifugao places that have not been visited by any national official for the past 10 years na pupuntahan ko.
Napaayos din. Usually, wala nang kampanya yan during the
wala campaign. Wala pumupunta doon kasi sinabi pa naman pumunta ako kay Governor Lakwasan, Mountain Province, saka si Governor Dalipog sa Ifugao. Sabi niya, alam mo, Senador, hindi ka namin makakalimutan kasi 10 taon na, wala pa kami. First time namin nakakita ng national official at that time. No? For the test, ano daw, 2009 pa daw yung huling nadalo sila. So, advantage ko yun. Saya, Christian, eh. I had that advantage of being able to go around. I can see the problems, the needs, probably being a former local official. Hindi ko kasi talino yung mga senador na iba, pero mag-isip tayo practical eh. No? Yung ano yung kailangan. So, nangihinaya ako kasi, you know, doon sa Southern, example lang, SPMC sa Davao, Northern Mindanao, Baguio General, magkakaroon na rin ng lung center, Christian. Sariling lung center, heart center, kidney center, and cancer center. So that people, yeah, specialty hospital, they don't, everybody goes to Manila eh. Diba, napupuno ang heart center natin, napupuno ang lung center from the provinces, yung mga congressman pinadadala dito. Yung sa akin po, Christian, with what I did, practicality, hindi ako matalino, pero sabi ka, maglagay tayo sa Baguio for the north region, for the northern regions, maglagay tayo sa Legazpi, maglagay tayo sa Visoto in the Western Visayas for Central and Western Visayas. Tapos maglagay tayo sa Northern Mindanao, sa Bicagan de Oro, and then one in Southern Mindanao, in Davao. I'm hoping na talagang tinuloy nila, no? Kasi wala na akong balita eh. Kasi that time, yung sa SPMC, ginagawa na yung mga specialty centers. Yung pong sa Western Visayas, nilagyan ko rin po ng 1 billion doon, almost in whole 2 billion. So, Visoto, ganun din. So, Christian, I have to be honest, nanghihinayang ako.
Okay.
Kasi iba yung ikaw yung nagsimula, iba yung ikaw yung nag-author, alam mo yung history, and you know what needs to be done. Kaya yun yung pinanghihinayangan ko talaga. Okay.
But first, ang challenge dyan, like all candidates, no, kailangan manalo muna.
Ano yung, yan na nga eh.
Ano yung tingin nyo rito sa latest Pulse Asia survey? Hindi maganda yung resulta para sa inyo, no? Actually, again, sorry for mentioning this again, pero again, dahil sabay kayong tumatakbo, mas lamang ngayon si former Senator Jinggoy doon sa latest Pulse Nation survey kumpara sa inyo?
Christian, it's just like 2019. At this point, I think it's really name recall. Lamang na lamang yung may mga pangalan. Kung titignan nyo yung mga nasa taas, di ba? Yung mga household names or the ones that are really known. No? Ganun din naman ng 2019. Kaya lang, when the campaign proper kicks in, the issues start to come in, the mga plataforma, programa, I think that will change the story. Ganun din naman po noon, Christian. I was number 18. I remember, incumbent ako, pero I was number 18 kasi branding yan eh. Di ba? I think ang mabigat sa akin, being using Ejercito as compared to Estrada, which has been in politics for more than 50 years. Kumbaga talagang tatak na yun eh. Kumbaga parang soft drinks, Coca-Cola na yun eh. Di ba? Pero yung Ejercito, 6 years na po ako sa national scene. So there's a very big discrepancy yung 50 years and 6 years. Pero kung sakali, kung halimbawa ako lang yung mag-isa, I think yung Estrada, mapupunta rin sa akin. Kaya lang
pero,
may confusion eh.
Nagamit yung ba Estrada in a previous election? Hindi, di ba? Ejercito pa rin?
Hindi, okay. Nagamit ko noong 2013. Ejercito, JV Estrada. Ejercito Estrada, yes.
Ah, okay. Pero sa 2022, magagamit niya ba siya?
Wala mo, may ilalagay ko as alias kasi marami naman, Christian, ang lalo sa probinsya talaga, Estrada. Ang tawag sa akin, Estrada, yung naririnig mo eh. Diba? Kinala si Estrada. Oo.
Hindi kayo napapagkamal ng Jinggoy naman.
Ay, hindi. Kilala naman ako. Mukhang magkaiba naman yung tsura namin eh. Malalaman naman, di ba?
Yeah. So, pwede nyo gamitin na ano siya, nickname sa balota. Ejercito, yes, tapos JV, tapos Estrada.
Yes. Pero that's still... Doon pala, ano na eh, confusion na kagad din eh. That's why it's, hindi dapat ginagawa.
Pero sa
talaga,
balota,
hindi dapat ginagawa.
pero sa balota, una kayo, kay Jinggoy.
Oh yes, oh pero Ejercito pa rin. Tapos Estrada. So iba pa rin yung Estrada, ano eh. Iba yung Estrada yung mauna eh. Yung naka-capitalize, naka-all cap. So yun yung nasa balota eh. Diba? Pero ano nga yan, Christian, it's really... Very important yung branding talaga. It's a big advantage, especially in the national election name recall. Kaya talagang ano eh, may kita niya talaga yung mga nasa taas. And you'll be surprised also, even the incumbent senators, no? Nagugulat ako, yung mga incumbent senators, yung mga kasitmates ko, are also
mababa
din, which is, talaga hindi mo rin malaman. Because I know them very well, no? Nick Zubiri, Chairman Gatchalian, Joel Villanueva, these are guys that have, kahit pa paano, they really perform, no? Proud ako kasama sila kasi we really had a very good synergy that time. And all of these guys are performers. And why are they also below? Nandun, magkakasama kami sa baba ngayon.
Yung nga pala, hindi ba mas mahirap tumakbo sa pagka-senador sa 2022 kumpara sa 2019? Kasi pag ako mismo, tinitingnan ko yung mga lineup, mukhang mas masikip ngayon eh. Maraming nagbabalik.
Masikip talaga.
Ang daming seeking re-election.
Masikip na masikip ngayon. Maraming re-electionists, maraming comebacking, maraming bagong sikat. So, tapos, meron pa akong kahati. Talagang ano, it's like, ano, syempre, I really feel bad. I have to be honest with you na nakakalungkot na yung chances of winning will be really affected. No? Talagang mabigat na factor talaga. Kaya lang, nakakalungkot eh. Kasi, naisip ko, para ako ba na-deprive o talagang yung lahat? Kasi ayoko magpakabayani yung sounding like bayani, pero di ba sayang yung chance eh? Ay, nananarate ko na sa iyo yung what we have been doing the past few years, yung what we have done for UHC and the improvement of the healthcare system in the country, sa Batalo, kahit sila, alam nila yung ginagawa natin, sa Tarlac, no? Sobra ako nanghihinayang, talaga. Kaya nga ako, sabi ko, kahit mahirap, yung itong labang kong ito, sobrang hindi hirap, sobrang hirap siguro. Pero susugal ako na lang kasi sayang yung sinimulan. Gusto ko na talagang tapusin.
Before I let you go, ano, tatanungin ko rin kayo dito sa ano. Again nga in San Juan, 'di ba? Yung Estrada in San Juan, dapat 50 years na, 'di ba? But natalo nga yung Estrada sa mayoral race in San Juan in 2019, a few months before the 50th anniversary. Diba ang trivia dyan, you were named JV, tama ba? in honor of the victory of former mayor and president Joseph Estrada no 1969, tama ba? Kaya naging yes. Joseph Victor. Okay. Ngayon, marami nagsasabi na with your loss, I mean the family's loss in 2019, talaga nawala na yung San Juan entirely for the Estradas. Ganun din ba tingin niyo? Kasi ngayon, hindi kayo sigurado sinong tatakbo against si Zamoras. So,
well, Christian, kusa ba talaga? Hindi naman siguro, ano, unbeatable yan mga ano yun eh. Hindi naman siguro sila Diyos, no? Kaya lang, kasalanan din namin eh. We all run at the same time. Again, we fought so many battles. So, ano na eh. Nobody wants to give in. So, I really don't know anymore how to answer that kasi kagagawan din naman namin eh. Diba? Sabay-sabay kami tumakbo. Ayaw namin magbigayan. So, sino nagbe-benefit? Si Zamora. Hindi naman... Pero actually, ano mo, kasi ako if I run here in San Juan again, I know for a fact, wala kaming magandang, wala kaming masamang ginawa dito sa San Juan, lalo kami ng nanay ko. In the past 18 years, San Juan has really flourished, no? Economically and progressively. From 300 million nung simula ako 2001, nasa 2.4 billion. Ang revenue na San Juan. Kahit sino mo po dyan, upo na lang. Pinaghirapan po natin yan. Wala kaming iniwang masama at lahat ng nagsilbi. Alam ng ano yan, everybody, kahit sino tanong nyo rito, from my mother's time and my time, we really serve San Juan very well. I know for a fact, kung ako'y lalaban dito, kung pipilitin, I have a big chance of winning here again. Sa tingin ko naman. Kasi, nagsilbi kami na maayos eh. Probably, kung lalaban ako si Francis Zamora, very popular siya sa media, ganyan. Pandemic ngayon, nakaupo. Probably, I might not win, pero may laban ako. No? Kung mag-congressman ako, I think I will have may laban din ako sa tingin ko. Pero Christian, hindi na yung personal ko eh. Hindi na yung personal kong ambisyon na dapat makapuesto ako. Kinuwento ko na sa iyo bakit. No? Sayang talaga yung nasimulan natin. We have a very good chance of improving the healthcare system na alam naman natin, nakita natin. The weakness was exposed during the pandemic. Eh, ito nga, inaayos na natin dahan-dahan. Sayang talaga na udlo itong nawala. Sayang, kasi nangihinayang ako. No? I was able to relate to you what we were doing okay. Already. No? Kaya sana lang patapusin ako. Ako'y mamarapatin natin makabayan. I hope they give me a chance to be able to finish what I started and to really give everybody a genuine universal healthcare, access to good, genuine universal healthcare without the financial burden. Yan naman ang gusto natin.
Okay. Former Senator J.V. Ejercito, maraming salamat po for joining us on this podcast.
Thank you, John.
Okay. That's it for this episode. I'm your host, Christian Esguera. You can watch this episode on my YouTube channel. Just click like and subscribe. And of course, you can listen to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, and Stitcher. Maraming salamat po.